today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. We're launching into hour number two, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, and it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, we give them away, so enjoy those on us. You know those other radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you $5, $6, $7 a month for their websites. We do it for free, so enjoy it at freetalklive.com. In fact, some might argue that we have more content for free on our site than many of those other sites charge you for. So enjoy. freetalklive.com. We roll right into the phones and talk to Bill in Oklahoma. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Bill.
Hey, how you doing?
Great.
Thank you for taking my call. You were asking why people in general just roll over and take it when it comes to legislation of, like, tobacco products, for instance.
Right, because it would be so easy to be civilly disobedient on that issue.
Well, I got a perfect anecdote for that. I come from California originally, and I come from a blended family, and one of my dad's many ex-wives was a bartender or a bar owner in California.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, then California has one of the strictest anti-tobacco legislation on the record, where you know, everybody has to go outside to smoke, blah, 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 blah,
right.
blah. But she did not, she was totally against it. She was a smoker herself, so she'd just bring her clientele in and say, you know, light them up, boys, until somebody, a non-smoker, would pick up the phone and route her out to the health department. And in California, the health department has the right to come in there and shut you down. Not fine you, shut you down.
Sure.
You're done with your alcoholic beverage, too bad, you're out of here. You know, and so you comply with our laws, you don't have a license anymore. And it was getting to the point where she was losing, you know, financial means, you know, to make a living for herself. So she had to, you know, bow down to these bureaucrats. She didn't have a choice. She did all the civil disobedience. She, you know, she would go out weeks on end, you know, just, you know. She opens the door at 6 o'clock in the morning or 8 o'clock in the morning. I forgot what her starting time was. But by 10 o'clock, she was shut down for the rest of the day. You know, and
now, how would they go about shutting her down?
The health department has martial law when it comes to health issues.
Do they have thugs that do their bidding for them?
What would end up happening is somebody would come in, you know, presumably somebody of age who's probably working undercover for the health department would come in, scope out what was going on, and if they caught somebody lighting up for whatever reason, they'd get on their little cell phone outside, call the little boys downtown and say, you know, we have a disturbance, come handle it. And this was all, of course, on California state tax money, of course.
Right.
They'd come down there and they would harass the owner, in this case, my ex-stepmother. They'd come down to harass her, and then, you know, if she gave them any lip, they would just say, okay, fine, you know, the heck with it, you're closed down. And there was nothing she could do about it.
Right, and if she tried to open up, would they arrest her, do you think?
They would fine her, definitely.
And if she didn't pay the fine? I mean, I guess my question is, has anybody ever tried to really push this to the extreme? Because
she's taking it all the way up to, like, state legislation. And, of course, state legislation is like, well, no, we need to refute your claims, ma'am. But we have, you know, we have the scientific evidence here that's proven that secondhand smoke and smoking in general causes these horrific health elements. You know, and she's like, well, yeah, so does, you know, sucking on a tailpipe. But you don't see them outlawing cars anytime soon. So, in another case, which is completely unrelated to my family, you have the federal government making, basically examples out of celebrities. In one particular case, a country music singer is out on stage, wants to participate in a tobacco ritual, and all of a sudden is looking at the barrel of a federal lawsuit because she's going against the quote, agreement with the tobacco settlement, just because she happened to be partaking in what she wanted to do. Of course, granted, it was probably amongst a few hundred children that were in attendance, but that's how far they've taken this war on tobacco.
Now, wait, I vaguely recall that story. The country music star in that particular case, wasn't it Gretchen Wilson or something like
Gretchen
that?
Gretchen Wilson, yes, sir.
And what was the law that she was supposedly violating, that you can't smoke?
Because she was in a promoting atmosphere, her actions were construed to, promoting to minors.
An endorsement of smoking because she was in a public venue, because there were kids in attendance, therefore she cannot smoke on stage, is what you're saying.
Right, exactly. Of course, you know, after she got done kissing a few babies, signing a few autographs, they ultimately dropped the charge.
Mm.
But that's how far they're willing to take this madness.
You're right. It is madness. And really, I mean, this just goes to show how far down the road towards totalitarianism we've come in this country, in that people are so scared. Business owners,
It was my stepmother.
Business owners like your stepmother, they want to disobey. They want to stand up for their beliefs, but they understand that the men with guns are going to come in eventually and forcibly shut their business down as a result of them being civilly disobedient, and they don't want to lose their livelihood, and they can't keep just doing business, because inevitably, even if she were to just fly right in the face of the cops and say, you know what, fine me all you want, I'm not paying your fines, I'm not shutting down my business, eventually they could just send out a goon squad to kick in her door and arrest her, or they could use leverage against her distributors, her alcohol distributors, and say, look, you can't sell to this lady. She is unlicensed at this point. And so, you're done. And it's really just, it's pathetic how far we've come and how scared and how cowed we are in this country. Thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you, Bill, at 800-259-9231. Because really, it hasn't gone so far that it's to the point where nothing can be done. But it sure has gone to the point where it's really difficult to do something. For instance, here in New Hampshire, we still have the ability as business owners to decide whether or not we would like smoking to be allowed in our place of business. But were that to change, were New Hampshire to adopt a similar law as many states around the country have done, then in that case, all it would really take would be a handful of businesses. If it's just one business doing civil disobedience, then, yeah, it's going to be really, really difficult. It's really difficult to be that lone voice standing up against the state and putting your business and your livelihood on the line, basically. But what if you had five businesses in one given area that were willing to just say, no, we're not going to obey your smoking law? And what if five businesses were all slapped with anti-smoking violation fines, and all five of those businesses stayed strong against the government and said, you do not own our business. We are going to make the decisions here. Thanks very much. And refuse to pay the fines. Then what? Because then the government's going to have to look really tyrannical by shutting five businesses down. I just really think that if people had enough courage to join together on these issues, we could really have some powerful civil disobedience. But because individuals have been so defeated by the government, they've been beaten down into submission, they don't even think this way. They don't think about getting together. The business owners that have been affected by these cigarette smoking bans, the thought probably doesn't even come to their minds to call up their competitors and say, hey, let's work together on this. It's possible. It could happen. I mean, they'd get all the cigarette business, because all the other guys would be too scared to do anything about it.
Well, I think there's so much money at stake as far as going up against the state that they figure the money they'll lose from not having smokers is just worth it to obey.
Right. Do I want to lose 25% of my business or 100% of my business?
Yeah.
It's sad. 800.
It's a bad situation.
It is. It's awful. 1-800-259-9231. All it would take would be a little bit of courage on the part of just some people to turn it over. But we're so defeated in America that we don't even have that left. That's just not even out there. That seed of discontent, dissent in America, it's easy to dissent with your voice if you aren't a business owner, but when you've got some assets the government can leverage against you, then all of a sudden you've got an incentive to be quiet. And maybe it goes back to licensing, you know? Some people have suggested that when a business gets a license from the government, that they're entering into an agreement that basically says, we'll do whatever it is you tell us to do, because we're licensed by you.
But if you don't get a license, then they'll shut you down.
Well, and that would be certainly an interesting thing to see them try to do.
I've known people who have tried to open businesses without licenses before, and they've been shut down.
Sure, they'll shut them down, but what would happen if you, again, were disobedient against the
popped
licensing requirements? 1-800-259-9231. Julia has been sitting in. Toby's coming in next. It's Free Talk Live.
Get on the ground, mother... You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to Child Protective Services. You're busted for possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana. Possession of marijuana.
Hi, I'm Barry Cooper, ex-narcotics officer trained by the DEA. My DVD, Never Get Busted, has recently received world attention. I switched sides, and I'm now touring America with the message to end this war on people that has been labeled the war on drugs.
Go to Barry's website, NeverGetBusted.com, and order your DVD to Never Get Busted.
On it, I'll teach you secret drug enforcement tactics and how to avoid narcotics profiling, how to conceal your stash,
and I'll teach you how to fool drug dogs every time.
I'll teach you how police know when you're lying. You'll get to go on patrol with me and watch actual marijuana arrests on the highway, and learn the mistakes citizens made that landed them in jail.
Go to NeverGetBusted.com and arm yourself with the information you need so you'll never have to hear these words.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going
Log on to NeverGetBusted.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. The business world dresses for success with professional suits and crisp uniforms. But is your company neatly pressed on the road? When I come back, we'll get down to business.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Cindy. Wow, this is the second time I've seen you at the gas station this week.
Ah, the life of a soccer mom. I'm always gassing up.
If this is the story of your life, make your next oil change a change to Royal Purple High Performance Oil. Royal Purple can reduce fuel consumption by as much as 5%.
Buy your Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil at Advance, Napa, O'Reilly Auto Parts, and Petboards. You're suited up for the 9-to-5 grind, but is your company vehicle? Come on, get with it. The way you treat your business fleet speaks louder than your slogan as to how you treat your customers. So up your professional image by keeping your company transportation tip-top. Vehicle bodies should be undamaged and rust-free. And just like your customer service, your slogans and logos should be sported on vehicle surfaces that are polished and welcoming. Let your clean fleet boost your business advertising power and show that you care about your company, from your cars to your customers. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Brought to you by Royal Purple Synthetic Oil, the performance oil that outperforms.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. And it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Toby.
And Julia's sticking around with us a little bit longer than we'd originally expected. By popular demand, she has decided to stay on for a little while. Normally you take a nap during the weekday shows.
Right.
And so you are filling in so nicely for Mark earlier this hour, and I guess you just aren't tired enough to leave yet. So welcome to you're certainly welcome to stay on board here. 800-259-9231. By the way, wouldn't it be great to have an ex-narcotics officer be your personal coach to keep you from getting busted with marijuana? Go to NeverGetBusted.com to view clips from the recently released DVD that's gained world attention. That's NeverGetBusted.com. Let's continue with the phone calls here as Toby joining us. And I want you to give us the recap here in a little while, Toby, of what you did tonight. Because I thought it was pretty cool with the gun control debate that you were taking part in. As we go to Tom in California, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I just want to talk about science.
Science, uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah, it was about the evolution on the show when Mark commented on that.
Yes.
I just wanted to say sort of the idea that that you guys have about schools. I know public schools are bad, but I just want to say there are scientists that are not funded by government that will test, not like challenge the other scientists that sort of, oh God, what am I trying to say?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure that out myself.
Yeah.
Sometimes it helps to take notes before you call and just have little bullet points of things that you want to cover.
Okay,
Government school, scientists, I don't know how to cue you here, man, but your time's running out.
Yeah, sorry.
Thanks for the call.
It can be nerve-wracking to be
really
on the radio.
It really can. It really can. And, you know, when that noise crashes, that little that you sometimes hear when you come on the air, it's showtime. You know, you got to be ready. 1-800-259-9231. I get nervous when I call talk shows.
I actually think it's more nerve-wracking to call into talk shows sometimes than come in and be in the studio and be on one.
I agree.
Yeah, for me it is. I mean, that's you speaking as somebody who's only had a few months of experience in radio, doing radio. I've been doing radio for a decade now, and I still get an adrenaline rush when I call into a talk show. I have to, you know, control my breathing and stuff because I'm, you know, getting all nervous and you know, butterflies in my stomach, that sort of thing. Let's go to Ryan in Kansas on the Amplifier line. Hello, Ryan.
Hey there. You know, I just wanted to talk about mainly some of the ignorance that I notice that tends to be, I don't know if I would say all the listeners, but I would say some of our more vocal callers, like Gene the Christian Anarchist, in regards to the scientific method.
Okay.
And one thing I always notice is that comes from the presumption that it's like it's an ideology or a doctrine. And I just wanted to just give four basic steps in what the scientific method really is. Everybody pretty much should have already understood this by now. Supposedly they teach it in high school. I guarantee you in public high schools they don't.
All right. What are they?
Well, the first one is... everything starts from observation. I see something. So we see something, we observe a phenomenon.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next step, of course, is obvious. It's hypothesis. We come up with postulations. We argue about if those postulations are true or not.
An attempted explanation for what you observed.
Yeah, it's not just like something that's a description. There is a what it's going to do. That's kind of the part of the step.
Are you? Just a quick question. Are you on a voiceover IP line?
Yes, unfortunately.
Okay. You bombed out there for a moment. But, okay, so step number one is observation. Step number two, hypothesis.
You argue about what is a robust or vigorous hypothesis.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to know if it's testable, if it actually tests for some kind of meaningful information, like it predicts something. And then, of course, if it's even testable at all. You can't have something like what you traditionally see in conspiracy theories, basically a whole bunch of very nice arguments, but there's no way to verify them.
Okay.
So that's one thing. Another thing you need to have is verification or falsification. That's kind of philosophical, but I'll just say falsification for the sake of this, which is a great example of falsification is all swans are white. Well, all it takes is one non-white swan to make that argument wrong. So if your argument has that possibility, it's a good argument, even if it might turn out to be wrong. It can be tested scientific. Then we go on to actually testing the hypothesis. And if it falls through, we got like lots of analysis, like mathematical statistical analysis, which takes forever to talk about, so I'm not going to.
Mm-hmm.
And we see if it's consistent. But we don't just do one test. Sometimes we do many tests.
Right, like they need to be duplicated, which is something that really bothers me when the news media reports on some new scientific study that's only been done once.
That is one of the biggest problems in today is that the media has hijacked studies. And the funny thing is, when I read a general study, I look for something called the p-value. And p-value means how well is it going to be from chance. So if it's like 0.05, it means it's got a 5% chance of just being purely coincidental.
Mm-hmm.
In some cases, it's much lower than that. It's like 0.002% due to chance.
Right. Go ahead.
Yeah, the thing is though, the media goes off and says this study's definitive, and that's not the way the scientific process goes.
Now, the media does a good job of covering their butts. They always use words like may, and so they just report on the study as though it means mm-hmm. something, when in fact they're very careful about using allegedly and may. You'll see the word may all throughout reports on scientific studies. So there was a story recently from, I think, Great Britain, where some study revealed that drinking soda may destroy your DNA from the inside. Now, duplicated.
See, the thing is with those kind of studies is that they are basically correlation analysis, for lack of a better word. They find an interesting correlation. It's just kind of like in a cursory examination, and then we can go do more studies. And then, of course, that gets us the fourth step, which is we keep arguing out, finding out more details about the phenomenon. So we can go all the way back to step one, and we go right back to step two if we find out that some of the parts of the theory is wrong. Like, for example, general relativity and even special relativity, if you want to talk about big, big theories today, which are pretty rock solid, still can't explain gravitation at very small scales. It goes into what they call a singularity, which means it's an infinitely massive numerical value comes out, and we're like, that shouldn't happen, but nonetheless, it happens.
I'm so glad there are science people out there doing these sorts of things.
Yes, me too.
Big, grand research. And I'll truncate that also in like secondhand smoke, which has been talked about here in public smoking.
Right.
Is that, there are some indications that what they call less than incidental exposure does indeed correlate with stroke, heart disease, and even cancer. But we're talking about literally being exposed to the same concentration for a very long time.
Right, like being a bartender or something like that. You're absolutely right. You bring up some important issues, and thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. And let's see here. We can talk science. We can talk issues, whatever's on your mind, if you make the call at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Wayne in Montana, Billy in Alabama, your calls about anything. And ladies, you come first if you make the call. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-557-1363. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-557-1363. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-557-1363. 1-800-557-1363.
I need to get my feet in shape for summer, but every time I get a pedicure, my feet look great. For a while, anyway. Then I have to go right back again because they get dry so quickly.
Listen, haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's the name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, silky feet that look great in sandals, use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Car Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, there's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Toby.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free. That includes the bulletin board system. Over 235,000 posts. Over 1,500, well, I think we're almost there. About 1,500 people interacting. It's a lot of fun. There are serious issues being discussed there. Fun stuff as well. You'll find it all, and it's all for free. bbs.freetalklive.com gets you to it. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival is better known as Porkfest, happening in June, the 18th through the 24th at Porkfest. You'll be able to discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings, as well as socialize with hundreds of fellow activists and lovers of liberty. Register today at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. We're all going to be there. I know that Free Talk Live is going to be broadcasting live from Porkfest on the Saturday night, the last, I think that's the second to last day, because it goes through the end of that weekend, the 23rd and the 24th. We will be there for those 2 days. But there's a lot of other things going on throughout the week, neat tours of the state. I think there's going to be some sort of a firearms competition of some sort as well. So
shooting, lots of different activities.
Second Amendment activities, hikes.
Free Minds TV will be filming right before you guys air.
That's cool. Are you guys going to film on Saturday or Friday?
We're going to be filming there up on Saturday during the day.
Oh, great, great. Maybe I'll get a chance to be on your show or something like that. all right, so 800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones and to the fun and talk to Wayne in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Wayne.
Hello, this is Lee.
Oh, sorry about that.
But Wayne's not with us.
Hi, Lee.
Hi, let me preface this with the fact that I'm a non-smoker.
All right.
I could care less. I allow my employees to smoke in the building, although summertime they kind of like to get outside and check out the good air. But in the wintertime, they think that's pretty cool. I've never not allowed a customer to smoke in the building. But inevitably, the new guys will walk outside every time. Winter, summer. Oh, I'll go outside and have one. I said, dude, I happen to use my own nicotine. It just happens to be called Copenhagen.
Right.
I get 10 times the shot of nicotine that you do. You're not going to kill me.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Is smoking banned in all business establishments, or is it just bars and restaurants in Montana?
Oh, as far as I know, it's in all of them. I just will fly and come in here. It's private property. Give me a ticket. I'm still not ever going to pay.
Good for you.
If I had any employee that had an issue with it, might have to have a thing. It's amazing the number of people here, but what gets me is how it got from a warning label on the cigarette packages to a total ban in any kind of establishment so quickly without anything in between. Let me just give you an example. On any can, aerosol can, paint thinner, acetone, you name it. Of course, they'll all cause cancer in California, but thank heavens we live in Montana, so that's not an issue. But let me just read this. Danger, flammable. Harmful or fatal if inhaled. May affect the brain and nervous system and cause a prolonged use will cause dizziness, headaches, nausea, nervous system ailments.
Okay.
I don't have my glasses on. Skin and respiratory tract issues can be absorbed through the skin, may cause eye damage, may be fatal if swallowed, etc.
Right.
And not be made non-poisonous. Now, they get away with a label on that. It's not banned anywhere.
It's dangerous. That's a dangerous product.
You can send your kid in third grade down to the hardware store and buy this over the counter. I know this for a fact because I was buying some, and there's this kid in front of me, and the lady asked me if we were together. I said, no, I don't know this kid. My kids are 30, but...
Well, the nanny states are actually after that as well. I know that.
Are they?
Spray paint. Yeah, spray paint. I know that a lot of businesses...
Yeah, spray paint can be inhaled in the baggies and stuff, but this stuff is, like, far more worse.
What is it you're reading?
That was a can of lacquer thinner. But acetone is even worse.
Toby, they're not selling spray paint to kids because they're worried about them huffing it. They're worried about them tagging.
Oh, right.
So they can go and they can buy all kinds of other harmful, dangerous chemical products with no problem.
I think it depends on the state.
The kids huff gasoline, for heaven's sakes.
Yeah.
Are they going to ban gasoline?
I had a friend who knew someone who huffed gasoline, and man, that's scary stuff.
Well, but, it turns them to Vegematic shortly, but...
You know, that's actually part of the reason why, since marijuana is illegal, it's easier for kids to go and huff gasoline. If we just make marijuana legal, at least they could go and smoke their marijuana. They wouldn't have to do the dangerous stuff. Now, Lee, you say that you're a business owner, you're in a state where smoking is banned. And what sort of business is it that you're
doing? Well, I get away with it because I'm not a retail downtown type business. So I do wholesale stuff. But let me tell you about being a mechanic. I was one for 18 years when I first started. Yeah, smell cool. Let me do that carburetor job, Ed. Let me sniff them up. Every time any of the old guys, and I'm talking 35 and up, got into a carburetor, fuel pump, they'd all go eat like 4 aspirin. I'm going to get a headache. You know, about the time I was about 35, I pretty much was with them, you know.
Very good.
It does have some kind of collective effect on you, so.
Lee, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. So there he is, one example of at least one courageous business owner that is just saying no to the oppressive smoking bans out there, but... As he points out, he's not open to the public, so it's less likely that the bureaucrats are going to get wind of the fact that he's allowing his employees to smoke.
He'd probably have to have an employee who has snitch him out if he's going to get caught.
Let's continue with the calls and go to Billy in Alabama. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Billy.
Hello. Am I in Free Talk Live?
You are. What's on your mind?
Okay. Hey, I'm a first-time listener, first-time caller.
Congratulations. What's on your mind tonight?
Well... Is it like really hot where you guys live? I don't know where you're from.
We live in New Hampshire. It's gotten up to the 80s today, but no, it's certainly not like it is down in Alabama, Billy.
Well, I mean, you know how it's like May 29th, and like it's supposed to be springtime, but it's so hot in Alabama that...
Yeah, where do you live in Alabama?
Montgomery.
Yeah, I mean, it's the South, man. I used to live in Florida. How long have you lived there for? Is this a surprise to you?
I've lived here my whole life, but the thing is, it's so hot. Like, I asked my mom about it, And she said that it was like because of global warming or something. And, I mean, I don't know anything about that.
I think that they actually...
I doubt your mom knows about it either.
Yeah, they showed that we had a later spring this year than normal, actually.
You mean spring didn't start until later?
Right. It was colder longer, not warmer quicker.
Right. All right. I mean, have you actually looked at the temperatures? Have you looked at averages versus the current temperatures and compared? Is it actually hotter, or is it just seem like it's really hot?
Well, I don't know about temperatures, but, I mean, we don't have any air conditioner here, but...
Man, that's really rough.
That's probably why it's
so
hot.
I live in a single wide trailer, and...
Do you?
Yeah, and...
You ever had any tornadoes in your trailer park?
There was one.
Yep, then you really do live in a trailer park.
I
mean, you don't actually live in a real trailer park until it gets hit by a tornado.
That's right.
It's the truth, you know. Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231. As a former Southerner, I can speak to that. Not that I've ever lived in a trailer park before, but you're just not officially in a trailer park until there's been a tornado. Let's continue with the calls. It's Paul in Maryland on the amplifier line. Hello, Paul.
Hello, guys. How you doing?
What's on your mind?
Hey, I'm going to try to make this real quick because I got a lot to cover. I called in a couple of days ago and we were talking about the Constitution, and I re-listened to what you were saying, and Ian, what I'm about to say is I'm not really trying to piss you off,
okay?
Or I'm trying to insult you, but are you familiar with different types of contracts? Meaning, there's only two types of contracts. You have a unilateral and a bilateral. Are you familiar with those?
No, not really. Can you educate me? Because I'm sure a lot of people listening aren't either.
Okay. A unilateral contract, like a unicycle, only one party has to adhere to it. When you have a bilateral contract, both parties have to adhere to it. And the perfect example of these two contracts, one is insurances, and the other one is purchase of your home.
Okay. I want to try to understand this a little bit more. So if you can hang on, I'll bring you back. 800-259-9231. Purchase of insurance. He's calling that a unilateral contract. We'll find out what that means exactly. And your calls about whatever's on your mind. If you make them at 800-259-9231, this is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today. We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water, a world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
A world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides.
This is Free Talk Live. I was hoping that the music bed would continue. That's what happened when that's what happens when the network doesn't have a spot in their lineup. See, the in a radio show that's syndicated like this, we've got certain lengths of time that our commercial breaks are supposed to be. And if a commercial doesn't run correctly over on the network and they don't correct it fast enough, and usually it just doesn't run, then the break will end early, and that's what happened right there, is the break basically ended like 30 seconds early, so...
Right. I don't know how many people got to hear that music bed, but I was digging it.
People on the radio should not have gotten to hear the music bed. Right. Our internet listeners should have been able to hear it. And anyway, if I had come in when the music came on, then our radio listeners would have heard us, so... That's why you heard that extra music there. Anyway, it's Free Talk Live, and it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Toby.
And our number is 800-259-9231. That is a SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. And join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features are there for you, for the taking, for free. And that includes all kinds of neat things like live streams, the broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version waiting for you for free at freetalklive.com. Let's go back to the phones and back to Paul in Maryland. Now, Paul, you're on the Amplifier line. You were explaining to us that there are two different types of contracts. As I recall, it was unilateral and bilateral, correct?
That's correct.
All right, and you were just about to give us examples of one of each, and if you could do that again, that'd be much appreciated.
Okay, a unilateral contract is where only one party has to adhere to it, and a perfect example of that is insurance. Like, if you were to go to, like, Allstate and get automobile insurance, you're not required to keep that insurance. You can actually leave and go to another insurance company or drop your insurance altogether. There's only one party that has to adhere to that, and that's the insurance company, so long as you voluntarily make your payments, see?
But you also have to adhere to the contract in that, you know, there are certain requirements for you. When you get in an accident, you have to call the company by, you know, at a certain number by within a certain time window. And you know,
you don't have to. You don't have to report a claim.
Okay, I see where you're coming from on that.
Okay, but that in law, that's that type of contract. That is a unilateral contract. A bilateral contract is like a purchase of an automobile or like a home where, you know, you agree to borrow the money and get the property, and they agree to lend you the money, and you get the property, and you agree to pay it back.
Are unilateral contracts typically less negotiable? Are you pretty much saying that the insurance company puts out these three different choices, and then you pick from one of those, and you enter into that contract, whereas in a home sale, there's a little bit of negotiation that can go on, that each side can sort of put forth different offers and that sort of thing?
In today's society, I would agree with you, but however, no, you can negotiate both contracts. It's just the only important point to distinguish here between the two is that you can get out of the contract at any time you want to in a unilateral. In a bilateral, you cannot. You are tied. You're tied in
to whatever the agreement was.
Right, to whatever the agreement was. And the reason why I say this is because Ian, you know, I've been listening and repeating that segment that you and I were talking about the Constitution the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And in first of all, the Constitution doesn't apply to us. You see what I'm saying?
Right, it applies to the government.
Right, hence it's a unilateral contract. It's not a bilateral contract because you specifically said, well, it doesn't spell our rights out. It doesn't because those are reserved to us.
Right.
Okay, but that, you know, I just wanted to let you know that that's what I believe the Constitution is. It's a unilateral contract versus a bilateral contract.
But wait a minute, who are the parties to the unilateral contract in that case?
It's the sovereign America. To the federal government, and we, the sovereign Americans, say, look, you can be in existence so long as you follow this contract.
But no, but my signature's not on that contract.
But it doesn't matter if your signature's on it. The sovereignty as a whole has put that together.
Now, what does that mean?
But see, you what it means is that as long as the people care about the Constitution and want the government to abide by it, then the government has to abide by it. But what was so upsetting to me is that, you know, I started thinking about it. I was like, well, Ian called it a piece of paper.
And what it is?
Well, it technically that's what, and you know, literally that's what it is. But if everybody thought that, then Ian, what would there be to control government? Because, you know, come on, be
what
honest.
Is there to control government now?
Yeah, the Constitution's not doing such a great job at controlling government today.
Well, yeah, that's absolutely correct. But if more people understood the contractual obligations that were put in place by the Founding Fathers that they have to adhere to, that we don't, then I think that we wouldn't have the problem that we have today.
Sure, I agree with you. Had Americans actually been vigilant about their liberties and paid attention to what was going on a couple hundred years ago, or 100 and a half years ago, in regards to the trampling that the government has had begun to do back then and continues to do even more so today, had the people been vigilant and paid attention and maybe stood up and refused to accept the advances of the state and the advances of tyranny, then yeah, we might be in a much better position than we are today. But unfortunately, the reality of the situation is most Americans don't understand the Constitution. They don't understand the government. They don't have any conceptualization of the things that you're talking about. They're certainly not willing to do anything about it. And as a result of that, what can you do? I mean, you can't get Americans educated on this quickly enough to make a real difference as far as reinstituting the Constitution. I don't even know if it's going to be possible at this point to rein in the federal government. I'd like to say that Ron Paul is sort of a small beacon of hope on the horizon, but, I mean, if Ron Paul doesn't win the presidency next year, or a Libertarian candidate doesn't miraculously win, then, I mean, the government's just going to get worse than it currently is today.
And I agree with you 100%, but here's the example. And Gardner, he hit it right on the nail during the conversation that we had the other day. And this is what I use on a daily basis to people. Gardner was talking about executive orders. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Okay. And if people understood that executive orders, this all goes back to jurisdiction. Executive orders do not have any authority outside the executive branch of government. If an executive order comes down by a president, then and they try to apply it into the private sector. And if people were aware that they don't have that authority, again, there would be an uprising. Here's the other perfect example. This is what the IRS does on a daily basis. And I called in months ago, and I told you what the difference was between a regulation and a law. And how one could see, by looking at the regulation, if it was a legislative regulation or an interpretive regulation or a procedural regulation. Now, the only regulation that it can apply to you and me, Ian, is a legislative regulation. However, executive orders and these interpretive regulations and these procedural regulations are being applied to us.
I understand and I see where you're coming from, but I don't accept the idea that their legislative regulations or laws apply to me either. I have not consented to this government, Paul.
No, I understand that, but. My concern is then you don't agree to penalties for murder.
Okay.
But you see where I'm coming from?
Well, okay, look, as far as murder is concerned, we don't need government laws to define what is right and what is wrong. Everybody knows that murder is wrong, and were I to murder someone in the marketplace, there would be some market-based systems, market-based justice systems, that would allow me the opportunity to make restitution to the victims and put me into some sort of a system for punishment in that particular case. I'm not in favor of murder, and nor do I believe that we need the government in order to protect us from murderers.
No, I agree with you 100%. Now, the only thing that I'm saying is that there are regulations that are out there pursuant to what different types of murders there are, and those, and we, the people, allowed these legislative bodies to take care of this, and that's called a legislative regulation.
Well, again, we the people haven't done anything. The government was created by, if you believe in the government was created by a bunch of men sitting around in the 1700s, and they wrote some stuff down on a piece of paper, and they put their signatures on it, and then they hired a bunch of bureaucrats at some point, and the bureaucrats got all, you know, officious and started writing their own regulations, and the government got more and more out of control. But I was not party to all this, and nor was anybody else that's in this room right now. And so I don't want to feed into that mentality. I don't want people to think that that's what I believe. Now, Toby's kind of a small government kind of a guy, so I presume that you agree with some of this, right?
Well, I think I'd argue for small government just because I think that it's more plausible to lots of people. On principle, I'd like to take it down as far as possible, and I can agree with you and see your point on, yes, I didn't sign this piece of paper, but the only reason I agree with it is because a lot of people can still recognize it as some legitimacy. A lot of people think the Constitution has some legitimacy, so I'd like to bring us back closer
to
that.
Sure, and a lot of people believe in Santa Claus, too. Paul, your final thoughts.
I don't believe in Santa Claus, but it's okay.
I didn't suggest you did. I said a lot of people did.
No, I was just making it funny.
Very good. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. And if the Constitution is a contract, and I don't think it is, I guess it's a piece of paper with some words written on it, but if it is a contract, it's only a contract that binds the people who signed it.
Absolutely. I'd have to agree with you on that.
I mean, how else could you have a contract? You have to explicitly agree to the terms. And nobody, since the 1700s, has been even given the opportunity to sign onto this system. Hour 3's coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Investments